Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Doing great. How's everybody at the station, WIXX?
We are doing fantastic. Cowboys in town this weekend, and I'll tell you what, coming off of last weekend's game, your offensive line was darn impressive in that Giants game, weren't they?
Definitely. It was one of the better performances that we've had here in my time. So I think they go back to their preparation. But the play at that high level, both in the running and protection, was outstanding.
Now, the experts say, of course, if you read yesterday, they're saying maybe the two best offensive lines in the NFL are going to meet this coming Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys offensive line is pretty darn good, too, isn't it?
Definitely. I think the experts may finally be right about something, so it's good to hear that.
But, right.
I think they've run the ball very well the last 3 years. So their offensive line is playing very well, and our bunch is playing very well. I think just really the whole watch the line of scrimmage in this game is going to tell you about. It's going to tell you a lot about how the game's going to go.
I certainly don't mind our defensive front either right now, Coach. Man, you guys against the run are just sick right now. It's incredible.
Definitely, that's where it starts for us. And we really made a big emphasis to establish that in training camp. And really, as our D line and as our O line go, that's how this football team's going
to
go.
The number one rusher in the NFL comes to town this weekend too. What do you see from him, Ezekiel Elliott?
A good football player gets stronger as the game goes on, and that's what you look for in all the all the good runners. His rushing attempts are up. He's way above everybody else. I think he's averaged over 5 a carry. So he does a very good job, especially for a rookie.
They've got a couple of rookies leading the pack there. Dak Prescott playing quarterback, and he just doesn't seem to make too many mistakes, does he?
Very disciplined, I think, as far as the way their offense is structured. They're doing a good job of formation and concept variation. And he does a very nice job distributing the football and doesn't take a lot of chances.
Are there challenges to your game planning, Coach, to go up against not only a rookie quarterback, but when you have a run game like theirs and a rookie quarterback who's capable of running, who's very mobile, is it more difficult for you to game plan when there's so many facets to play in?
Oh, absolutely. The quarterback that moves is so much more dangerous than the other, in my opinion. I've always preferred the athletic quarterback. Gives you more versatility in game planning, and it definitely stresses the defense more.
Rod Marinelli just has kind of a Marinelli swagger to his defense. That's a solid defense.
Yeah, definitely. They're very, very structured, very disciplined. It's a scheme that Rod's been in for a long time, and I think it's a real credit to his coaching that every place he's worked, you see the same fundamentals and technique in the energy that they play with. So this is their third year there. They're very well coordinated, and they're playing very well too. I've been very impressed with the video.
You've got Mike Pinnell back this week. That's going to make a difference on that D-line too, isn't it?
Yeah, Mike looks great. He's done a great job since the training camp. The strength and conditioning coaches feel really good about where he is. So today's practice will be very big for Mike as far as being in pads and so forth and make sure we have a gauge on where he is.
He's big for a lot of guys also, right? Eddie Lacy, what's his situation right now?
Hopefully he'll be able to do some today. We'll have a better idea when we get off the field today.
And Sam Shields, he's getting closer to getting back on the field, I assume, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Sam is, he looks good. His workouts are going better. So, we're taking it one day at a time with Sam.
All right.
With it being a few weeks away, and we always have to talk Halloween, what are the kids going as this year?
I'm not sure they made their minds up yet.
What?
It kind of changes. I asked Izzy the other day what she was going to be, and she said she was going to be a police officer. And yesterday she told me she's going to be a zombie. So that's
pretty
diverse selection.
Yes, so, way to go against the grain and not do the princess. I respect her for that.
Well, give her a couple more days.
And you could always zombie up something else. You could be a zombie police officer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or a zombie princess or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's a creative household, so it will be good when we get to Halloween. I don't know what it's going to be yet, though.
Coach, get us a win on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week, bud.
You guys have a great week.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Take care.
Bye.